Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. On February 7th, at least three men walked through an unlocked front door of a residence on Simmons Road in Eureka and started loading stolen items from the residence into a vehicle parked in the driveway. A neighbor watched it all transpire but was unaware that the three men were burglars and not family members of the resident who had just left his home to go to the store. When he returned, he found the thieves had stolen a safe, several firearms, electronics, and personal papers. Later on, the deputies responded to Sika Springs Road in Eureka and found the stolen safe, which had been forced open, and the contents removed. The deputy knew that the convicted burglar and probationer, Joshua Buchanan, lived in the area and went to his parents' house. Buchanan's parents said he was living out of a travel trailer in King Salmon. Deputies then contacted Buchanan at the Easy Landing Trailer Park along with Cameron Payne. Both men were found to be in possession of heroin, but deputies also located items stolen from the Simmons Road burglary, as well as from burglaries on Alliance Road in Arcata and Pinecrest Court in Eureka. Both Buchanan and Payne were arrested, and deputies also arrested 23-year-old Jeremiah Hoyt. All three men were booked on possession of stolen property, probation violation, and possession of controlled substance charges. Deputies also recovered numerous items of stolen property and learned that many of the items had been pawned and were worked with local pawn shops to recover those items. If you have any information, contact the sheriff's office for more information. On Friday, investigators with the district attorney's office issued a press release regarding two people passing fraudulent and counterfeit checks. Those two, James Cunha and Rebecca Hamlin, were arrested by Fortuna police, who served a search warrant at an apartment in Loney Drive in Fortuna on Friday morning. Cunha and Hamlin were found in possession of counterfeit checks and equipment used in the manufacture. Fortuna police have posted pictures of examples of the bad checks and the pair passed to local merchants. And if you suspect or you know you received one of the fraudulent checks, you're asked to contact Fortuna police. The ongoing investigation has led investigators to believe that Cunha and Hamlin produced and passed numerous bad checks to make large purchases throughout the county. The Sheriff's Department is searching for 24-year-old Lance Bogner and 24-year-old Christina Higgins for their suspected roles in an armed robbery and assault case that began in McKinleyville and came to an end at the Arcata Police Department on Monday. Now, Eureka Police Department has joined the search for Bogner and Higgins, who are suspected of fleeing from a Eureka officer on Sunday and leading officers on a high-speed chase through the city and onto the Samoa Peninsula. Police identified Bogner and the driver of a Mercedes sedan who sped away from a Eureka officer who attempted a traffic stop. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fire protection measures have saved the day for two property owners in the Humboldt Bay Fire District. In both weekend fires, according to Assistant Chief Rusty Goodlive, fire protection systems saved two businesses. At Healthsport, early Sunday morning, a fire alarm alerted the fire department. A malfunctioning heater in their sauna system could have started a fire in the unoccupied building. According to the assistant chief, firefighters were able to access the building quickly because of a secure key box outside. And in a second incident, firefighters responded to a fire alarm at a Grant Street apartment Saturday morning. Assistant Chief Rusty Goodlive said a smoke alarm alerted neighbors to a sweatshirt burning on a floor heater. The fire was quickly extinguished. Humboldt State University is getting rid of its plastic bags now that a phase-out of their use of plastic bags at the campus marketplace and eateries has begun. Following the lead of City of Arcata, which has banned the use of single-use plastic bags at retailers in the city, HSU will do the same in an effort to eliminate the estimated 3 million bags used by shoppers in Arcata each year. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.